जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदे गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol.
Gaura Premanandi. Jayavo Vishnupadaya Paramahamsa Parivarakracharya Astotara Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri 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 Jagannatha Balade Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri 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 Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri 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 Radha Bala Bhagavani Ki Jai. Narasingha Bhagavani Ki Jai. All glories of the assembled devotees. All glories of the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, title, The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Verse number, what's the text number? 34. So before we read, let's invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Шока моха бая крода. Шока моха бая крода. Рага клейба шрамадая. Рага клейба шрамадая. Ян мула шур нирнам джаят. Ян мула шур нирнам джаят. Спрахам пранаюр пран пран Пранартаюр Будда. Спархам Пранартаюр Будда. Сока моха бая крода. Сока моха бая крода. Рага клейба шамадая. Рага клейба шамадая. Ян мула шур нирнам джаят. Ян мула шур нирнам джаят. Спирхам пранарта юр Будда. Спирхам пранартур Будда. Шока моха бая крода, рага клейба шамадая, рага клейба шамадая, ян мула шур нирнам джаят, спирхам пранарта юр Буддха, шока моха бая крода. Раха клейба шрамадая, ян мула шур нирам джая, спрахам пранарта юр Будда. Tata. Matajis. Soka moha baya krodha. Yen mula shurni nam jayat. Spraham prana artha yur Buddha. Сока моха бая крода. Раха клейба шрамадая. Ян мула шур нирнам джаят. Okay, word for word translation. Soka, lamentation. Moha, illusion. Baya, fear. Krodha, anger. Raha, attachment. Klaiba, poverty. Shama, unnecessary labor. Hadaya, and so on. Yatmula, the original cause of all these. Syo, become. Nirnam, of human beings. Jayat, should give up. Spirham, the desire. Prana, for bodily strength or prestige. Arthoyo, and accumulating money. Buddha, an intelligent man. Sorry, intelligent person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. We read the translation first. Those in human society who are intelligent should give up the original cause of lamentation, illusion, fear, anger, attachment, poverty, and unnecessary labor. The original cause of all these is a desire for unnecessary prestige and money. Okay. Purport about 1.5 pages. Let us read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Purport. Here is a difference between Vedic civilization and the modern demoniac civilization. Vedic civilization concerned itself with how to achieve self-realization, and for this purpose, one was recommended to have a small income to maintain body and soul together. The society was divided into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, and the members of this society would limit their endeavors to meeting their minimum demands. The Brahmanas in particular should have no material desires. Because the Kshatriya had to rule, it was necessary for them to have some money and prestige. But the Vaishyas were satisfied with agricultural produce and milk from the cow. And if by chance there were excess, trade was allowed. The Sudras were also happy, for they would get food and shelter from the three higher classes. In the demonic civilization of the present day, however, there is no question of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. There are only so-called workers and a flourishing mercantile class who have no goal in life. According to the Vedic civilization, the ultimate perfection of life is to take sannyasa, but at the present moment, people do not know why sannyasa is accepted. Because of misunderstanding, they think that one accepts sannyasa to escape social responsibilities. But one does not accept sannyasa to escape from responsibility to society. Generally, one accepts sannyasa at the fourth stage of spiritual life. One begins as a brahmacharya and then becomes a grahastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi to take advantage of the duration of one's life by engaging oneself fully in self-realization. Sannyasa does not mean begging from door to door to accumulate money for sense gratification. However, because in Kali Yuga, people are more or less prone to sense gratification, immature sannyasa is not recommended. Sri Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Devotion, Atyahara prayachascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulamscha sadbir bhaktir vineshyati. Once devotional service is spoiled, when he becomes too much entangled in the following six activities. What are they? First, eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. Two, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to attain. Three, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. Four, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. Five, associating with worldly minded people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And six, being greedy for mundane achievements. A sannyasi should have an institution meant to preach Krishna consciousness and need not accumulate money for himself. We recommend that as soon as money accumulates in our Krishna consciousness movement, 50% of it should be invested in printing books. And 50% for expenditures, especially in establishing centers all over the world. The managers of the Krishna conscious movement should be extremely cautious in regard to this point. Otherwise, money will be the cause of lamentation, illusion, fear, anger, material attachment, material poverty, and unnecessary hard work. Srila Prabhupada giving his experience here, the next few sentences. When I was alone in Vrindavana, I never attempted to construct matas or temples. Rather, I was fully satisfied with small amount of money I could gather by selling back to Godhead, and thus I would provide for myself and also print the literature. When I went to the foreign countries, I lived according to the same principle, and when Europeans and Americans began to give money profusely, I started temples and deity worship. The same principle should still be followed. Whatever money is collected should be spent for Krishna and not a frothing for sense gratification. This is the Bhagavata principle. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadatisva Padantika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhidhyananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna. So heavy verse for today on a Sunday morning. So, what's been happening so far? Narada Muni has been describing the symptoms of various Varna and Ashrama in the previous chapters. In this chapter, particularly, he describes the regulative principles of a sannyasi, which is the highest order of spiritual life. What are the regulative principles a sannyasi has to follow? And also, he gives an ancient history of an avadhuta. A storyline is being also talked about. In this connection, Narada Muni talks about a conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and a saintly person who adopted a lifestyle of ajagraha, ajagara vritti. That means the life of a python. We have heard about Superman. We have heard about Batman. Yeah? We have heard about Spider-Man. But have you heard of a python man? No. If the Hollywood directors know about this, they will make a film. Yeah? They're waiting for a storyline. If at all, if they read Bhagavatam, then the next will be Python Man. Soon. Next release. Huh? In this connection, Narada Muni gives the lifestyle of a Paramahamsa. What does he say? A Paramahamsa is not interested in the well-being of his body. Look at the high level. Yeah? He's not interested in the well-being of his body. Nor is he interested in the welfare of his body in terms of protecting his body. And then is not even interested in sense gratification. Whatever pleasure you get from the body, he is not interested. Then, what is he interested? is only interested in deriving pleasure by doing devotional service to Krishna constantly. See, this is a pleasure. This is the very highest thing. It's not easy to achieve. Therefore, he's following this lifestyle of Paitan, meaning that I will sit one place, whatever come on its own accord, I will take it. If it comes, I'll take it. If it doesn't come, I don't take it. Doesn't matter. The same lifestyle, one of the acharyas, the six Goswamis, who did that? Raghunath Dasa Goswami. So determined. Only if someone gives him something, he will take. He thinks everything is Krishna's mercy. Okay, if Krishna does not inspire anyone to give me something, I'm not going to take. Such high level of renunciation. Only a few can do. Although, in our Krishna consciousness, we don't recommend renunciation, too much of renunciation, because the heart become, what will become? Hard. Ours is a loving process. Yeah, we don't want the heart. We want the heart to be soft. And therefore, our recommendation of renunciation is follow the four principles, regulative principles. That is what it is. Yeah, in summer we don't want to, stand in front of a middle park. In winter we don't want to jump into Albert Lake. We don't want to do all this. Simply follow the four principles and chant Hare Krishna and hear Bhagavatam. That's it. That is our greatest austerity in Kali Yuga. Okay. Now, because Srila Prabhupada talks about Vedic life, Vedic civilization, let us see what is Vedic life, Vedic knowledge. Okay? Vedic knowledge tells us, informs us that we are not material bodies, but we are souls, spirit souls, and we have an eternal loving relationship with Krishna. That's what the Vedic knowledge tells us. Now, as love should be there without any hindrance, or without, there should be a freedom, right, for the love. Love cannot be forced. Therefore, Krishna gave us the free will. Because love cannot be forced. Therefore, Krishna gave the free will to every individual soul. Existence of the free will. Because of the existence of the free will, there should also be a domain for the misuse of free will. Okay? And that domain is the material world, where we can misuse our free will and we can act independently for our own pleasure, separately from Krishna. So in other words, Vedic knowledge, Vedic life means moving from matter to spirit. Moving from body to soul. This is what this Vedic system talks about. If you see in the olden days, the system is regulated in such a way that we are born. When you are born, yes, we are the body. And gradually, because of that system, we gradually move from body to soul. At the end of the life, one can go back to Krishna. This was the time. But now, Srila Prabhupada talks about the demonic civilization, modern civilization, where no one knows any idea. There's no goal in life. That's what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. Yeah? So that domain in the material world is where we can use of misuse of free will and we can separately enjoy from Krishna, no problem. In the Vedic system, before, the rulers know the philosophy of life. Yeah? They were able to help the citizen from the entanglement of birth and death. These were all the saintly kings. Yeah? They were able to help the people to free themselves from the cycle of birth and death. But now, this modern demonic civilization is helping everyone to bind more and more and more into the material world because of sense gratification. That is what they know. They don't know. The saintly kings, they were erecting temples. What do these rulers do? Complex. The saintly people, they had conducted Bhagavatam classes in big arenas, you know, in the park and all that. But here, movie theaters. So see how the demonic situation, it's going, you know, away and away and away from reality. It is something like, imagine, how many of you have gone through the city tunnel? You know the city tunnel you have gone through? Imagine the city tunnel, one side is closed, okay? See, sometimes it's a bit scarier, especially when you enter, it is okay. And then after some time, it's dark. Of course, there is light, you know. And then you'll think whether I will reach the other side or not, you know. And then once you see the natural sunlight, you know, then yes, I'm safe. Because we do not know. So the material world is entering into darkness like one side covered. Okay? You enter into the tunnel. Imagine the other side is locked, closed. Just imagine for a minute. Darker and darker. You lose the reality of sunlight. So this is how the material world works. So, therefore, we have to be quite careful. Now, this Vedic civilization gives us two paths, two ways of life. What is that? Anyone know? One is a pravritti mark, the other one is a nivritti mark. Pravritti mark is a life of sense enjoyment, what the modern people are doing, you know, enjoy. Then there is another path which is known as nivritti mark, which is the path of sense control, the path of virtuousness. That will help us gradually and ultimately to go to Krishna. The path of sense control will give us repeated birth and death. Okay, just a point to note. Now, after saying that, I can speak as a Grahastha that 35 years back, nearly, when I graduated, I joined a company. Okay, that is somewhere in 1988, as a supervisor, because I did my master's in applied chemistry in a pharmaceutical company. The salary I was getting in India was 4,000 rupees. Then I thought, 4,000 is not enough. At least 10,000 rupees is okay. Not dollars, okay? Mind you guys, how much is 4,000 rupees in dollars? Sorry? Roughly, by 50. Only $80. I was earning only $80. Yeah? 4,000 rupees in Bangalore, I thought, not good. Yeah? Correct, right? Lifestyle. You know, nice lifestyle, Prabhu. Come on. So, so at that time I thought, I was not greedy actually, okay? 10,000 rupees is okay. See, 4,000, nice lifestyle. What is wrong? I'm earning and getting money. So 10,000 rupees, not dollars, like our Raja Raja. Not $10,000, 10,000 rupees. I thought if I get, I'll be happy. Of course, I was not able to get 10,000 rupees, but gradually I was coming to that. Then I thought, 10,000, how can I live? Everything is going up. Cost price index is going up. And therefore, I had devised a plan. See, my material plan. I'm disclosing this today. Please keep it confidential, okay? I thought I should work 8 hours. 8 hours I'm working in India. Okay? I'm getting 8,000 rupees. 8 hours, I don't want to work. You know, I had a principle, okay? 8 to 9 hours, I don't want to work. Somehow, by Krishna's grace, I had that attitude, okay? 8 to 9 hours, I don't want overtime, whatever nonsense. 8 to 2 hours, I should work, but I should get more money. but I don't want to steal. I was thinking and thinking and thinking. At that time, in a newspaper or something, I thought Quit India Movement. I used it for my advantage. The Gandhiji started the Quit India Movement for the foreigners to quit India. I thought if I quit India, the same 8 hours if I work, I'll get Australian dollars. But I'll get more money equivalent to it. This is my devised plan. So I thought, I want to work 8 hours, but I should get dollars. Therefore, the money conversion will be more. But little did I realize that I'm going to spend dollars in Australia. I was always converting, you know. But although I'm living in Australia, I thought, money, 2 lakhs, 1 lakh, like that. But I have to spend in dollars, right? If I earn in dollars, I have to spend in dollars. And therefore, yet, my plan was to some degree a failure only. So, now, the upper limit is keep on going up until now. So, therefore, there is no upper limit. This is what I learned. It keeps on going up. So, that is why if you read this, you know, yes, we should be satisfied. Okay. To this effect, Jada Bharat, in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, talks to King Raghuguna in the conversation. Beautiful, powerful, heavy statement. You know what he says? Jada Bharat is a very elevated devotee. Yeah? He speaks to Raghuguna. He says, he passes a comment. He says, the mind, be careful, he's telling Raghuguna. The material mind wants to expand its territory through the senses. It doesn't keep quiet. So what does it do? It wants to see more things, more movies. It wants to hear more songs. It wants to eat more things. You know? So it doesn't keep quiet. That's the nature of the mind. The mind wants to expand its territory. Like a king. It doesn't keep quiet. How it expands? The only resources is the servants through the senses. So what happens? Once the mind expands, it will never contract. Okay? Through the highs, more movies, taste, everything expands. And therefore, we are locked. That's one statement. In the 11th canto, Avanti Brahmana says a very effective statement, almost connecting this. What he says is, from the time immemorial, all the senses, right? You know, we have got 10 senses, yeah? Correct? 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. The 10 senses, from time immemorial, all the 10 senses come under the control of the mind. The mind itself doesn't like to be controlled. That is the very nature of the mind. He has studied it, Avanti Brahmana. He says, the root cause of my suffering is the mind alone, not my karma. After making a thorough analysis, Avanti Brahmana is speaking. Yeah? The mind doesn't like to be subdued. But our process is to subdue the mind, to make it as a friend. This is our process. The mind is like a sponge. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you taste, whatever you touch, it absorbs. It never let go. That's how the mind works. Yeah? And, in other words, the mind will never be satisfied of anything. Accumulation of wealth, enjoyment, and there's no end for it. That is how the mind works. Okay, now, why this is happening? Why it is happening? Why the mind is like that, so adamant? Because the mind's food is enjoyment. We have to eat food, otherwise we will not survive. The mind's food is enjoyment. If there is no enjoyment, the mind will die. So therefore it has to survive. So it looks for constantly enjoyment. What can I enjoy in this metal world? What can I squeeze? What can I squeeze and enjoy pleasure out of it? Just as the soul's food is service. One will serve when you realize that you are part of Krishna, your spirit soul, yeah? Then you will serve Krishna. That's the nature of the soul. But the nature of the mind is looking for constantly enjoyment. Okay? Now, how does that? I'm going to give you a tip. Very, very important tip, okay? If you know this tip, you will be very successful, yeah? Let us quickly see what is that. There are only three parameters troubling us. Okay? Because in the third chapter, Krishna says, lust is stored in, what is a hideout of the lust? Prabhu? Bhakti? What is a hideout of, where is lust stored in our body? Very good. Mataji, 100 marks. Mind, senses, intelligence. Okay. Now, if we know how the senses work, then we will know. Okay. The senses, what does it do? The nature, how Krishna made the material senses is, it will restlessly roam. Eyes looking for things. Oh, that is nice. This is good. This I can buy. And constantly, as it sees, the mind will be accepting, rejecting. Okay? So the nature of the sense is restlessly roaming. Anything. Your smell also. You'll see, is there any bakery there? Any cake there? Any food is there? Is anything tasty to eat? See? Restlessly roaming. All the time. That's the nature. And then, what do the mind do? Mind is wildly imagining. Mind is imaginary stuff, okay? There's nothing great deal about it. Mind is just illusion, concoction. So mind is wildly imagining. So what do I mean by that? I mean is, I see a deer, okay? I go to a zoo, I see a deer with a horn. Then after some time, I go and see a rabbit, okay? Then the mind wants to see a rabbit with a horn, which is never possible in this world. That is what the mind does. And we, our life is gone chasing for a habit with a horn. Is it possible? Not possible. So, beware. The imagining mind is wildly imagining. I want this. Yeah. Which is not possible for us. 2. 3. Intelligence. What does it do? It will be cunningly rationalized for our enjoyment. Anything is there, I want it for me. For me, my family. It will cunningly intelligence. Cunning intelligence, material intelligence. It doesn't know to discriminate. Only spiritual intelligence knows to discriminate. So if you know how these three work, then you relatively will be able to control them. Yeah. So how do the senses do? What do the senses? How do the senses act? Aimlessly, restlessly roaming for sense object. That is the senses. What do the mind do? Wildly imagining. What do the intelligence do? Yes. Discriminating. Cunningly rationalizing. Cunning intelligence, only for my pleasure. I don't want to give my pleasure to anyone. Whereas Krishna consciousness is giving pleasure. Yeah? This is how the intelligent works. Cunningly. Everything for me. So therefore, the boss is corrupted. Intelligence. So it is driving the mind and the senses for enjoyment. Okay? Therefore, we see practically because of this, that the materialists are not at all happy. They are exploiting the whole universe. They are drilling the land. They are making hole in the sea to take petroleum. Not only that, They are not even happy with the material world. They are going to the moon and the Venus to exploit. So where does it stop? Never stops. I remember when he said oil, after I graduated, postgraduate, finished my post-graduation, one of my friend, he got a job in ONGC. Do you know what is that? In India. Oil and Natural Gas Commission. He got a job. He said, this is a public sector government job. I'm paid heavy money. At that time, I was getting only 4,000 or something, you know. He said, my salary is about close to my target. I'm getting about 8 to 10,000 rupees. ONGC, what are you doing? He said, my job is a chief chemist, you know. I have to make sure that where to drill, you know. Where to drill hole into the sea. I was thinking, good that I did not join. It's the exploitation of material nature. See? Suitable prices. Go and put the hole into the sea to take the natural gas and petroleum. For what? For what? Enjoyment. Going to the movie. Going from Melbourne to Bendigo for enjoyment. This is what happened. Okay. So, what we have to understand is our enjoyment comes, okay, naturally, if we act beyond the three modes. The material world consists of three modes, okay? As long as we enjoy within the three modes, there will be suffering. We cannot help. This is how Krishna's designed. So the enjoyment we can get without suffering is beyond the three modes. Transcendental mode only. There's no other way. Any enjoyment in the material world will cause problems, suffering in the future. So therefore, enjoyment with Krishna, enjoyment above the three modes will not cause any sufferings. Okay? So, in this regard, today we are going to talk about two stories, okay? One, a materialistic person is within the three modes, okay? He is doing a mistake or is enjoying himself. What is the reaction? A scriptural story where in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a devotee also did a grave mistake, but he was not affected very much. That doesn't mean that as a devotee we should keep on doing mistake. Yeah? How the Lord protects. Okay. So, because Srila Prabhupada says there is an intense greed for us. Yeah? To earn money, to accumulate, to enjoy. Because material energy is so overwhelming. You know, overwhelming. It overwhelms. It allows us to do a mistake. If you are not fixed. If you are not serious. And therefore, we are going to see a greed which is done in the material world or within the three modes. And a greed also beyond the three modes. And see what happens. Now, the first one is within the three modes is a practical. As Urmila Mataji said, that is also Krishna, sound. Okay, within the three modes story is my own friend, okay? It's a practical story, yeah? I came to Australia and then I helped him out to come. He's here also, in Melbourne. Both of us studied in the same school, same university. At the post-graduation, I took some subject, he took something. He did computer, I did applied chemistry. He came, he got a job in Telstra, IT person. His rates, you know, like a, what you call that? He gets paid every hour like that, $30, $40 like that, good money. Initially, I called him, he was coming, and then he went away. Okay, basically he's not interested in Krishna consciousness whatsoever. He says, I'm going once a while, I'll go to the temple and all that. I'm not interested. Fine, what can we say? Although I'm in whatever the level, I'm trying to help him out. Okay? Now, he advised me, he calls me Suri. Yeah? Suri, you should, you know, we should be very smart in this world. Okay? Every 3 or 4 years, you should buy a property. Yeah? And that pays off by itself. Someone is paying your mortgage. They pay the rent and you pay off. Okay? So every 3 or 4 years, you should try to buy a property and slowly you should increase your asset. I said, no, I'm not so much interested. This guy, currently, he has got about 5 or 6 properties, okay, in Melbourne. But while talking to him, what I come across is he cannot sleep. I asked him just a few days back, the other day, how long did you sleep? He said 4 to 6, morning 4 to 6. When we get up for Mangala Arati, he's sleeping. 2 hours or 3 hours he sleep. For me, When I had a conversation with him, I told him, for me, getting up is a problem. For him, sleeping is a problem. Insomnia. He's taking tablets. He could not sleep. I told him, I got a beautiful process, you know, Krishna. Tell me anything other than that. I don't want it. What can I do? And now, recently, what happens is, he tried all medications. It doesn't work. He said, I started drinking now. Just imagine. All the medications he tried, it's not working. One of my friends said, why can't you drink? Try. We have to try in this world. So he started drinking. The other day I asked him, okay, I see. How often do you drink? He said, quite often. He does not want to say. Then, are you drinking every day? Almost like that. He did not have that habit. Okay? Silly, how he is getting that? He said, now I'm drinking. But I asked him, after drinking, do you get sleep? He said, sometimes. But again, I'll wake up. So what happens is, he sleeps for about half an hour or something. Again, he wakes up. Because constantly thinking, he's constantly in anxiety. This property, how much it will go? This property, if someone leaves, you know, I'm not getting rent for 1 month. Such anxiety. I cannot even imagine that. Okay? And then he said, I do not know, these days I'm not able to hear properly. Okay? Hearing is a problem. And he said, I can't remember things. Very interesting point. I said, remember, you can't, he is not able to remember. Sometimes, you know, he forgets his friend's name. I said, do you remember my name? He said, yes. Some of the friend's name. Because when he went for analysis, you know, with the doctor said, mind you, this is all for us, okay? If your hearing is affected, you cannot remember. So that is why I always want this big kartal, they blow like this, no? Like a mad person. I told them, don't blow it. If your hearing is affected, your memory will come down. Because if you can't hear, the mind will think that it's not active. And the mind is not active, it will become dull. And therefore you lose the remembering capacity. It's connected into some degree, okay? See? So as his hearing is decreasing, his memory is also decreasing. Because the mind is not able to listen to things. You know, so the ear should be very reactive, active. And then on top of that, he has got diabetic too, type 2. Serious diabetic. What can we do? We can only pray. I said, when I pray to my lordships, I will include you. That much I can pray. Give him some, you know, intelligence. So, now this guy is suffering. Anxiety. You know? Cannot sleep. Problem. Getting into all bad habits and all that. Okay? Now, he's within the three modes. He's not coming to Krishna. Bad luck. You can't do it. Okay? Now, there is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita who is an advanced devotee. His name is Gopinath Patnayaka. Patnayaka. Have you heard of it, Prabhu? Story? Gopinath in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Have you heard of that story? Yeah, you may have a lot of Patnayaka. You have heard, Mataji? Yeah, yeah. Gopinath Patnayaka. In the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, very interesting. Now, Gopinath Patnayaka was a treasurer in the services of King Prataprutra. Pratap, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time in Jagannath Puri, Prataprutra was a king. And Gopinath Patnayaka was a treasurer. He used to collect taxes and keep it. Okay? Now, again, mind you, he was an elevated devotee. He is one of the sons of Bhavananda Raya. Bhavananda Raya, an elevated devotee of Chaitanya, had five sons. Okay? One of the sons is Gopinath Patnayaka. The other son is Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy's brother. So imagine, okay? Very elevated family. He's a treasurer. So all of them were working in a government company, you know, like for the king, government officials. Okay? Now, because day in and day out, he was seeing a lot of money, you know, he was fascinated. He's a devotee, mind you. He's chanting, he's hearing, he's taking prasadam and all that. But he was fascinated. You know, he was, what you call, bewildered, or he was attracted. This intense desire, something has grown, and he developed a desire to accumulate or to take money. So what he did, when too much money is there, also problem. So what he did, he started swindling. He misappropriated a lot of funds from the treasury. Because no one is there to check. He's a big official, you know, like a finance minister. Swindled the money. The king came to know, and the king sent his prince. Go and check it out. What's happening with this guy? Okay? He's not paying, giving the money. He's keeping that money for himself and all that. So we have not received any funds. So when the prince went there, the prince was okay. Initially, he did not have any hostile atmosphere or manner with the Gopinath Patnayaka. Initially, he was okay, the prince. So the prince said, you know, the king has asked for money. Where is the money? He said, I have lost all the money. I don't have money. But I've got very good horses. My horses are so wonderful. Very nice. So why can't you take a good rate and take the horses back? And whatever money is due, I will pay it off. You know, but at least the very good horses, you can take some horses and pay some money and take it as a debt. And whatever remaining is there, I'll pay it off later. The prince, see, they're all in the spiritual atmosphere with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yet, because of material nature, how they're acting, okay? The material influence is very bad. Now, this prince is basically a good guy, but he's wanted to act funny, you know, that moment. So he looked at the horses of this Gopinath Patnayaka, and he said, even though they're very good horses, maintain, horses are okay, I can't give the prices which you prefer, which you quote. I can take half the price like that, very less price. Say if a horse is about $5,000, he quoted $1,000, like that. Okay, deliberately he did that, prince, although he is a son of King Prataprutra. See, the material influence is horrible. Okay. Now, this Gopinath Patnayaka did not like it. He said, what is this? You're undercoating. Yeah? Incidentally, the king has got a habit of always doing like this and then looking at the sky. One bad habit, you know. Some habit. Someone will spit, you know. Somebody will say, like that. So this king had a habit of doing like this. You know, like this. Some habit. Now, Gopinath Patnaik looked at it. Because the prince had this habit, and because Gopinath Patnaika did not like the king, the prince mentioning a very low price for his horses, he at that moment, what the Gopinath did was, my horses doesn't do like you, going like this. They are very good horses, so you should give a good price. That's all he said. The prince got furiated. You mean you're ridiculing at me? So he said, you're going to get punished. I'm going to hang you to death. See the false ego, prestige. That's what Srila Prabhupada says, right? Two things is prestige and money. So prestige, because someone mocked at him, it is a habit. He should have neglected. He said, oh, you're ridiculing at me. So therefore, I am going to hang you to death because he's a prince. And he announced. In the meantime, people came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, oh Lord, your devotee is doing like this. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what do you want me to do? I'm a sannyasi. Do you want to go and beg with Prataprutra to save this my devotee? I'm a sannyasi. I can't do that. He has done a mistake. He has taken a lot of money. He's misappropriated the funds, government funds. He used to do it. He has to give it back to them. I cannot do anything. I'm sorry. If you keep on troubling me, I leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alanath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like that. Somehow, as a super soul, the Lord, what he did was, one of the ministers heard about this. And he went to King Prataputra, king itself. King, do you know that your son has given a punishment for a very meager, something has swindled some money. For that, death is not the punishment. Okay? Some punishment has to be given. But this is very severe. Taking one's life is so severe. That is very bad. Your prince should not have done. Then King Prataputra said, I was not informed. I sent him to get some money back. Because he is due to give some money back to us. But I never asked him. I never asked my son to give him death penalty. This is bad. So the king sent an order that no, he should not be hanged, he should be released. And one of the priests of the king, King Prataputra, said, oh king, because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much disturbed. He said he doesn't want to stay in Jagannath Puri, he wants to leave. This is because of this incident. So what the king said was, I'm not only going to release, I'm going to give him promotion and double the salary. And then finally he was released and all that. Then Gopinath Patnaika came and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord, I know that this is, you know, this is all coming, you know, because of your mercy. But although your mercy, I want the mercy in the form of chanting and more closer to you. But still, materially you have helped me. Because he wanted materially money. Yeah, he did not want him to be hanged. So the Lord took care materially also. So the point I'm trying to say is, a devotee beyond the three modes practicing, even though he did a mistake, the Lord cares for him. He loves for him. He makes him realize his mistake. And finally he surrenders to the Lord and he said, enough. I want to take up serious devotion service. I want to constantly chant my brother and devote it to you. See? The change in the heart. But this did not happen in the case of my friend who is within the three modes, who does not want to take up Krishna consciousness. Did you get the point? So that is what is important. So this does not give us permission. Yes, I am a devotee. Yeah, I can steal, I can loot. No, it's not like that. The Lord corrects like a mother. The Lord's intention is not to is to chastise, give a small punishment and correct it, but not to kill a person. Correction is important, you know. That is why the prisons are there, correction center. You have a bad habit, you did something, you go, you reform, you change, you come back and become a good person and live in the city. Live as a good citizen. That is what is a correction center. So this world is also like a correction center. It is not that Krishna is punishing us. Change your behavior. Change your attitude. That is what it is. So, greed, as Srila Prabhupada said, greed, intense desire, has to be controlled. Now, how is this greed? Where is the greed coming from? How did we get the greed? Because the source is Krishna, right? Krishna has got a greed. So we are getting it. But the greed in the material world is used in the very degrading and negative aspect, greed. But the greed in the spiritual world is classified as an intense desire. It is not greed. Although we use a material word greed, it is an intense desire in the spiritual world. Here, it is also intense, but it's a negative quotation. Negative, the greed is, because the material greed will pull you down. Okay? It will break your relationship, it will make you lose money, and it will lose your health. These are the three things people suffer. Okay? Now, the intense greed, Krishna also exhibited, yeah? Where did he exhibit, Prabhu, intense greed? Intense desire, where did Krishna exhibit? He wanted to fight. Very high, you know, he had a desire to fight. So what did he do? Jaya and Vijay has to come down. Isn't it? Fight. Then, he want to have an intense desire to see how much love Radharani is having for him. You know? He wants to see how much. So he became Sachinandan from Nandanandan. Nandanandan to Sachinandan. Just to see the intense desire. And then what else did he do, Prabhu? I wrote one or two. And he wanted to exhibit a severe anger, you know, intense anger. How did he do that? Huh? Sorry, Mataji. Narasimha Bhagavan. He came and Narasimha Dev exhibited his anger, isn't it? So, the Lord has got that intense desire to do, and therefore we as part of Krishna, we have also got that desire. But, as I said, in material world, it's got a degrading negative effect, that greed. But in spiritual, it has got uplifting. Yeah? It has got intense desire to serve Krishna. So our intense desire to serve Krishna should be, our greed should be for chanting, hearing, like that. Okay, I will stop here. Okay, if there is any questions, comments, yes, Mataji. Give a mic to Mataji. Thank you, Prabhu.
I just want to elaborate a little bit on the renunciation and about the money aspect. Renunciation is the other side of the medal of the attachment. So, and it's in the beginning when someone is very attached, renunciation is very important. So by renunciation, senses and mind can be purified. But for intelligence to completely control the mind and senses needs to be spiritualized. And it will be spiritualized only by devotional service and meditation on the Lord's form. And then it can control. Renunciation is not healthy for the reason because we put ourselves in the center. This is on the material level of accepting and rejecting what's good for us, what's not good for us. Renunciation, like Gyanis, they realized You know, for example, jnanis, they realize material world is not good, it's harmful, it's bad, so we renounce it. But it's still them in the center. But the real renunciation is when we take ourselves out of the picture and we stop relating things to us, but we start putting Krishna in the center and relating things to Krishna. So spiritual intelligence means renunciation means accept and reject what's favorable for Krishna consciousness and accept, reject what Krishna has in store for us. If he wants to give us, we take. If he wants to take, we peacefully accept it. So that's the real proper attitude, because putting ourselves in the center is the cause and effect of the false ego. Once we center ourselves, what suits us, what doesn't suit us, it puts us under the influence of false ego, and we act under that influence. The other aspect of the money, why the money is causing the problems, the problems again, because we consider it how it relates to us. It gives us a sense of security, or gives us as a means to satisfy our desires. But if we use the money for Krishna and we use it the way he wants, then we will have the peace and we will have everything what we need. And getting the money is not the question of working hard or by desiring it. We will not get this money. The money for the karmis can be got only by performing dharma. Then you have artha kama, and if you're intelligent, then you can go a little bit more further. Just a second to check. I have written notes if I have missed something. Yes, that's basically what I said. It's very important to stop relating things to us, what suits us, what not, what's safe for us, what's good for us, because that's the effect of the a functioning of the false ego. And false ego does it in this way, that we seek security and pleasure outside of ourselves, outside of Krishna.
True. As you said, renunciation. I was attached to drinking coffee. I could not give it up. But as we progress, you know, Krishna consciousness, it was very easy. So on our own endeavor, very difficult to leave anything, habits. Yes. Thank you, Mataji.
That is because the spiritual intelligence gets purified and strengthened, and then we are able more to control. If the spiritual intelligence is not purified, then it's very difficult. It says in Bhagavad Gita, even those who are have sense of discrimination, sometimes they cannot control themselves. And that's material intelligence.
Thank you. Yes, Sylvia. Sivya, you have to ask a simple question to me.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how we have so many anxieties in life. How you were talking about your friend who couldn't even sleep, had to take sleeping pills.
Sivya, you are a little bit fast for me, a little bit slow.
Prabhu, you mentioned how in life we have so many anxieties. Like, you were telling a story of your friend who couldn't even sleep at night, he had to take pills. So Prabhu, I was asking, also in spiritual life, in devotional service, we see we also have so many anxieties. Like when we go out for books, we sometimes worry, will they take the book? Even if they take the book, will they give the right amount of donation? So Prabhu, is it different from the material anxiety, or is it like a spiritual anxiety which will purify our consciousness?
Spiritual, in the material anxiety, you know, Krishna is not involved. As Mataji said, we are all doing for our own mind pleasure. Yeah? But the spiritual activity, Krishna is there, is in the center. And therefore, although on the material level, it looks like anxiety, but it is completely a different experience. Yeah, you get pleasure after you doing that activity because you are connected with Krishna. But in the material activity, whatever anxiety, whatever they do and all that, they are seeking for pleasure, but rather they get suffering only. Okay, although they get anxiety, suffering, everything, but in the spiritual, everything is considered as devotional service. Okay, and I don't think you are saying that you are getting anxiety, is it? Okay. Now, in that terms, what happens in the material activity? We are always bound for results. Okay. Yes, I want to be a good preacher. I want to be a good seller. So, a material activity, we are always looking for results. In the spiritual activity also, although there are results, but we are dedicating it to Krishna. Okay? So because you're dedicating to Krishna, we are not attached to the results. And therefore we become peaceful and happy. See, we gave a class. Yeah, I can go on asking, oh, how did I class? How was it? And all that. Now, because it's done as a duty sacrifice for Krishna, okay, whether we like, I gave a good class or bad class, I done my service to Krishna. Okay, so we should not be attached to the results. Yeah, and I would guess so that you're also doing the same way, right? You're doing the activity, but you're not attached to the results because Krishna consciousness is involved. Okay, whether success or failure, do Krishna's activity. Because in the material activity, you know, the material world, everyone is desirous of the result. Isn't it? I want to be successful. And therefore, if they are not successful, they cannot take it. They get morose, they get upset, anxiety. Yeah? Is that okay? Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaura Premanand.
This will press button.